Am I
Okay.
So, yes, I would like to call the meeting to order
at 6:35. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Be seated and join me for a moment of silence. Okay. Public announcement, the meeting is being audio recorded and will appear on the district website, www.hdsv.org, and also live stream at http as written.
Okay.
Recognitions. Correspondence. What is up with this? Okay, let's try again.
All right, correspondence. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I did receive information. Someone emailed me regarding the Lyle Murphy stuff.
So I gave the information to Liana Kolisky at Upton Hatfield, so that she can make the arrangements to invite Paul and Heidi.
She reached out to me.
All right. Have you been notified?
She emailed you as well. She's waiting to hear back from
you. Okay. So please check your email. Okay. And it's Cameron.
And you know what I'd like to do is in the future, I think, I don't know, we need to let whoever's setting up for the board meeting know. They need to provide a spot. He is our student rep and he needs to be at the table.
Yeah. I think
so. Sorry, just come join us.
Yeah, just come down a little bit. I think just put a chair up at the end, Cameron. I think you'll be okay.
There's a lot of
good.
Yes, that's good.
Thank you. There it is. As usual.
I did wear my.
Am I good? Yes. Okay. As usual, I have compiled a list of events happening at each of the three schools. Let's start with the middle school today. Let's spice it up. Middle school today started its fifth rotation of unified arts classes. For the high school, AP exams are starting this week. And.
Hold on just a minute, Cameron.
Okay.
Can you guys just turn your mics off, please? I don't know who's it is. Okay, thank you.
Okay, for the high school, AP exams are starting this week, and for the elementary school, through the Project Aware grant, the counselors have organized a mail delivery system for students and staff to be able to write letters to one another. They will write these letters and deposit them into the two mailboxes within the schools. Students in Kid Adventures will pick up the letters a few times a week, and students will sort the letters. Students in the Reach and Able rooms will help deliver the letters. This is an exciting opportunity for students to connect with peers and staff from other classrooms. That's what I have. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you very much, Cameron.
Can I ask a question? Do you know why? Can you reiterate the letters? Is there a way to make sure that all of the kids are included in that?
I didn't
know if you knew or not.
I have limited information, but from what I understand from it, any student will have access to the letters and be able to write it to a teacher if communication is needed.
Okay. Oh, I understand what it's for. Okay.
Yes.
I thought it was just like a happy letter.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll now open everything, the floor up for public comment. Note this is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made. Do I have any members of the public? Yes, Mr. Bossy.
If people get my mask off to address this one.
Sure.
I'll stay far away.
Far away from the mic.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the board. As you'll recall, we had a disagreement at the last meeting over the Conval lawsuit and whether you should be discussing it. That's a disagreement, difference of opinion. I can live with that. I am very concerned over the procedure you followed to do that. If you will notice in today's agenda under correspondence, you break down what that correspondence is. There was no such breakdown in the last meeting. There was no notice that under correspondence you would be discussing the most controversial education funding suit in the last decade. Furthermore, it was not listed under action items. The next meeting, although hastily called, was properly noticed. It listed discussion of the Conval lawsuit, and it listed it as an action item. Apparently, your legal counsel feels that you have met all the legal requirements. I disagree, but that is immaterial. What you did, intentionally or unintentionally, was slap the face of every one of your constituents. If you think that that gave proper notice that you would be discussing a controversial education lawsuit, then you've got a mistaken identity. You went further to compound it with the next day's hastily called but legally posted meeting in which you listed it under discussion and under action items. However, that night was a major storm. The governor urged meetings that were held that night to be continued. The planning board did. They had a very controversial subject of an RV camp on the Washington border that was scheduled. But they canceled it because people couldn't address it. They couldn't make connections on Zoom. In fact, in your agenda that night, I quote from your agenda, the possibility of adjourning the meeting if the public is unable to access the meeting. It will be adjourned and rescheduled. In fact, two of your own members could not access that meeting at their homes. Paul had definite troubles, and Chris had to go visit somebody else to get access. And what did you do? You held the meeting anyway. Madam Chairman, your legal counsel may be correct, and you may be totally in the clear legally. But this is a classic example of why this board is so distrusted by members of the community.
Any other public comment? I'd like to respond, Mr. Bossy. I am offended by the fact that you are speaking for the entire community, and would you please put your mask back on? Superintendent's report.
I'm just going to start by saying that we are definitely a go for June 18th to be the last day of school. It will be the 180th day, so we will be on schedule for that. And we are all just returning from vacation, so the countdown is on till the end of the year. And I'm going to move on to the decision matrix update with Dr. Crawford, but just to make sure I do need to add under ask for action items, we will need to do a G for the cooperative hockey when you get to that. It was not on, and I just need to make sure that gets added. Thank you. Dr. Crawford.
Good evening. So, slightly better news than when we last met a couple of weeks ago. The numbers statewide are starting to come down the way that folks have hoped, certainly the levels that we're looking for overall. So if you look in your handout on the matrix, Sullivan County is still having a pretty high percent positivity at 6% as of today, but the rest of Hillsborough County is down to 3.6. So right in the middle of the green zone. But infections are still, Sullivan County is at 243.4 new infections per 100,000 people over a 14-day period. Rest of Hillsborough County is down to 250.2. On the matrix, there have not been a lot of other changes. We're still in the yellow for compliance, heavily edging toward the green at this point. And the elementary school is in the green and yellow grid line as far as staffing is concerned. The other schools downtown HD are in the green. We continue, as we have been, through excellent early on procurement to have all of the cleaning and PPE supplies we need for the remainder of the year. So looking at the comparative data, you can see where we are. You know, go ahead and put in May 1st because it's only the 3rd. I figured you were fine with that. So things are moving definitely in the right direction. The big numbers, of course, are the hospitalizations on page 2. If you look at that, we are down to 80. Last time we met, we were up at 133. So that is a significant improvement. We're hoping to keep the trend in that direction. 26.2% of the state is fully vaccinated as of today. There's a significantly higher percentage of folks that have had that first vaccine, but they're hoping to get that up. We have had a significant number of additional positive cases in the 4 towns since April 1st. But again, hoping to get that rate to slow down. Does anybody have any questions about where we are with pandemic data, or we're starting to trend back in the positive direction that we want to go, the way that we were about 7 weeks ago. So hopefully we'll stay on track this time and we won't see another bounce. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the board has a revised appointments, leave, and resignations, and there are a couple extra copies if anyone from the public had wanted them over there. And I just want to point out that Patrick West has accepted a position as a principal for the middle school at Hollis Brookline. And we wish Patrick the very best. This is an exciting opportunity, and it is where he should be moving, is into being a principal now. So we all do wish him very, very well, the best, and thank him for his, 3-4 years of service here? Where is Mark? Four years of service. I'm also going to point out, as you'll see under appointment, is Justin Parcells. Parcells, is it? Justin is our nomination that we are presenting to the board to replace Patrick as the assistant principal at the middle school. And the others are as printed, so there he is. That's who we're hoping you will appoint when you approve this later this evening. Wonderful.
I will say I'm really excited that Mr. Conway is going up to 6th grade. He was my son's 4th grade teacher, and he adored him, and then we had COVID, so I'm really excited. No offense, I don't know Mason, but I'm so excited. He's going to play. So I'm really excited Alex is staying with us. When I saw his resignation, I was sad, and now I'm happy.
Well, and the thing is, Alex has been there 2 years, so he'll know the incoming. For 2 years now, he's going to know the students that he'll be teaching.
I'm very excited.
Right. Okay, so now I would like to ask Principal Jim O'Rourke to come up and present on cooperative hockey.
Good evening, thank you. So, just brief history. Over my 10 years here now, every year we've had one or two students that has been interested in hockey. All the schools in our general area are either single schools with enough enrollment to put a team together, or they're already a co-op. So we have lost, I would say at this point, in my 10 years, 7 students to private schools just for hockey. They would not have left if we had hockey. So we've lost 5 to Bishop Brady and 2 to Pinkerton. So recently we had a request to take a look at what would it take to become a co-op with another school. So we reached out to John Stark Hopkinton. They're the co-op that is in Division III right now. We weren't sure where it was going to go. We weren't sure if the NHIA would even be willing to look at a cooperative hockey team that involved 3 schools. John Stark, with open arms, is willing to bring us in. Hopkinton agreed as well. So that would be 3 schools. Now, to get this through the hockey committee, each board needs to vote in favor of the schools joining, so that then the hockey committee would take a look at it and make a decision if, one, they would accept it, and then, 2, it would need to go to the classification committee after next year on where John Stark Hopkinton HD hockey would belong. So right now, John Stark Hopkinton is in Division III. With the numbers of our school, it puts us well into Division II. So one of the stipulations for John Stark and Hopkinton willing to accept us is if the NHIA allows us to stay in Division III, with the understanding that we really only have 1 or 2 students any given year that would go and play hockey for them. John Stark's been pretty successful. Last year, I think they made it to the semis. The year before that, and the year before that, they were state champions in Division III. So they're usually a pretty solid program. It would be a great experience for us if we were voted in and able to join in, if they were willing to keep us in Division III based on the number of athletes that would play hockey for that school. Similar to football, John Stark would be the administrative program. They're the ones that are the administrative program right now. So they're really, their AD and their busing, all that we do in football, they would do for hockey. So they would be the school that's the administrators. There is no cost to our district for hockey. Each player pays $1,000. So each player from Hopkinton and each player from John Stark, their families pay $1,000. $500 goes to the school for expenses, $500 goes to the boosters to help pay for the ice time and any of the other uniforms and stuff that need to happen. So there's no financial responsibility on our district's part for us to join this co-op. I'm hoping it's not a long shot with it being 3 schools, but I'm hoping that the NHIA will be willing to let us stay in Division III so we can give 1 to 2 athletes every year that play hockey an opportunity to do that. John Stark already has our name attached to what the uniforms would look like, not next year, but the year after, because the classification committee for NHIA is 2 years. So this was year 1, next year is year 2. So if they let us in and they let us stay in Division III, our athletes who would play would be wearing John Stark Hopkinton colors. And then what they're going to do is get new uniforms after that with the John Stark Hopkinton HD and figure out what that's going to look like. So there's already stuff that's...
Is this a co-ed opportunity or is it...
Yeah,
specific?
No, it's co-ed. It's co-ed. So things are moving. The hockey committee is actually meeting tomorrow and they're going to hear that this is something that we're going to be bringing to the table. We've already filled out all the paperwork for the NHIA. It's been signed by each principal and each athletic director. And now we just need each board to vote in favor of having this co-op start. I believe John Stark's board meeting is next week and Hopkinton's the week after. I might have those backwards. So this is something that the NHIA is hoping to take action on this year moving forward. Typically, the NHIA can vote something down that first time so that they have more time to look at it. But even if they would have voted down for next year, it doesn't mean it's dead in the water. They would just take a look at it again. But I think it's a great opportunity, even if it's one student or two students that play hockey. Again, in my 10 years here, we've lost seven or eight students to private schools just because of hockey, and that's it. I think it's a great opportunity. There's no financial, anything financial on the district. And I think there's a lot of people in our community. When we put the hockey rink on the softball field every winter, so many community members come and take advantage of that, and they all play hockey somewhere. And I'm talking parents, aunts, uncles. So we have hockey blood in our community. And I think it would be great to, even if it's one kid, go see a hockey game with some of our students on the ice. So,
if you ever drive to play the Duck Pond on the way to my house, they're always on the ice.
Yeah.
So, and I know for a fact as well, some of the siblings of some of the students that attended PhD went to private school. Right. Do we already know what students are interested in? Because I assume that students that would be interested are those that have already gone through, like, your club hockey teams growing up.
Right.
And have the experience on the ice and understand the equipment and the cost that goes along with being a hockey coach.
I know who they are, the parents know who they are, and our AD knows who they are, that's it.
And if there were other students that wanted to do this because they were like, whoa, I didn't know we were going to have hockey, is there a way that we can support students that would not be able to financially manage $1,000? Is there some kind of a grant or a Duncan, like, can they apply for, I don't know, a grant?
That's completely up to the board, and I don't know if Duncan Jenkins would even do that. As the principal of the school, and I've already had this conversation with Jay, we are not asking for any financial commitments. I don't know what they do in Hopkinton or what they do at John Stark if they do have students with financial need, but I think that would be on, personally, that's on the parent, and potentially on John Stark as the administrator of the program. Their boosters can probably, because we do that for football. Our boosters help fund students that can't afford the money to play, so.
I thought that if a school didn't have a sport, the students could play with another team if the other school would accept them. In other words, not be affiliated with the school, just.
So 20 years ago, we had some recruiting issues in New Hampshire. So schools that didn't have those sports, kids were getting recruited. And the rule was, let's say I was a hockey player and my school didn't have hockey, but I was a really good football player, baseball player too, I would go to the school that had hockey because I would have to play all my sports at that school. So now they're not only getting a hockey player, but they're getting a football and a baseball player as well. And that started to become a real big issue in New Hampshire about 20 years ago. And the NHIA changed all its rules. So now you have to play sports in the school that you belong to. And the only way you could join another team as if you had a cooperative team, and that's where these cooperative teams came from.
Do we have any other questions for Mr. O'Rourke? We will have time to discuss this.
Yeah. Just one more. I guess I don't understand why the school makes the players pay for hockey when they don't pay for other sports.
It's the ice time.
Yeah.
Ice time is about $40,000. That's the one and only thing that why parents have to pay for this sport. I was actually shocked it was only $1,000. The school district where I live, it's $3,000. So I was shocked that it was only $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and if there's students that are that have the training that have played in local leagues, I'm sure they're used to that because they've had to do that in elementary and middle school and the community leagues.
Yep. Talking to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like.
Any other questions for Mr. Ross?
I was going to ask the administration.
Again, it's not just ice time, it's uniforms, right? Everything is being paid by the student.
The student pays the fee, and the school, like, I think the $500 that probably goes to John Stark takes care of uniform pieces, and then the $500 that goes to the boosters, all those dollars probably go strictly to ice time.
And really, we're not being asked to vote on whether or not the school will be willing to give any money to the hockey team. We're just asked if we're allowing it to happen.
And to move forward with the NHIAA so that we can find out if they'll even let this. We will be the first co-op in any sport in the state.
And at this point, we're not being asked to put money in, you know, which is what makes it, actually makes it kind of a good situation for us at this point. I'm sure, to answer Paul's question, I'm thinking, I'm sure if a player really wanted to play and they couldn't, I'm sure they can get maybe creative and do some fundraising either on their own or again to the boosters. So I'm sure they're, you know, they would have options and just they'd have to work a lot harder for it.
I've always said one student who leaves the district because we don't have the opportunity is one too many that's left.
Yeah.
So.
Routes out with the athletic program a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, board discussion. Thank you, Jim. Policy committee. Start with A. DK, payments, checks, and manifests. This is the first reading. If you want to walk us through this, Chris.
Sure. I won't read through them. I mean, I think you all have
to. Right, we can read. Yeah.
But again, all of these that were coming up, most of them are fall into that category of legally required. So essentially, this one is a first reading because it's, you know, it's one that we didn't have. But we're just putting into place, I mean, the procedures and the protocols are things that we've had in place. We just haven't had it on the policy side because it wasn't necessary when the school board association felt like it was. So that's being put into place. It kind of goes along with some of the other documents we've still.
Looks pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions about it?
Goes along with the quality insurance as well. Yeah, some of the other pieces.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead. So we've got the EBB, which is school safety, which is also a first reading. Again, this one is, again, fairly straightforward. You know, just basically, you know, spelling things out, expanding in some areas, and you know, clarifying, you know, what they want us to have a policy. Again, it wasn't the procedural end is stuff that would be in the school handbooks. So this is just the overall. If there's any questions?
I guess I'm thinking of a situation where a town nearby closes their elementary school. Say Andrew.
Paul, can you turn your microphone on? I can't hear.
Yeah, it's having a hard time.
It is. I think it's on. Might need to adjust how where it is. The green light was on.
Or just hold your mask out, maybe.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Yes.
Kind of, but not through the microphone. Just to get more loud.
Yeah.
Mine is on 8.
Seven.
Oh, there you go. There you are.
Oh, I'm off now.
I can hear you.
It's the mic. It's the way you're talking. It's how the mic is sitting. Because you're intermittent.
Okay. No.
Just speak loudly. That's okay.
I was thinking of a school like Antrim, let's say they decide to close and they decided Hillsboro's closer than someplace in Peterborough. What kind of negotiations would we have with them? I don't want to accept, I don't know how many students they have. I mean, you know, if they got one or two, it's not a big deal. But I guess I'm thinking, should we put a limit on the number of students transferring in? I mean, it could be financially significant.
Paul, this is the school safety. We're on the school safety.
We're talking about school safety?
You're on EBB.
Yeah, I think you jumped a little ahead.
Oh, okay. Jumping ahead, sorry.
Anything else on school safety on EBB?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll get there. We'll come up
with another three Bs.
EBBE, which is excellent reports. And again, it's just formalizing kind of the state requirements for accident reporting. Did have conversations with the district nurse to make sure we're doing what's being done already, and it's the state kind of the state requirements and training.
I was curious when you guys were discussing this, you lined out the incident, this one involving the use of the AED, then the nurse or someone has to report the incident. But was that ever a requirement? Did that come up? Because it's now cut out. The very last paragraph that's lined out. Because nothing else says anything about the AED being used.
The rationale why we pulled that out, too, I think it was more, was that more because it kind of fell into the procedural?
Well, that would make sense. Okay.
That last part, am I correct on that?
Do you remember that?
No, I mean, it's just because it would be reasonably anticipated that would require an insurance claim.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so thank you.
Trying to make it as simple as possible. Anything else on that one? So now we've got JCA, change of class or school assignment, best interest and manifest hardship. Again, this one is it's a revision, and it's also incorporating, JDC, which is change of school assignment, manifest education hardship. So it's basically two into one, which is not a bad idea. I think, is this the one that you had your question on, Paul?
Yeah, I guess, if it's one or two students, that's probably not a big deal, but if a school decides to close, Antrim, Washington, say an elementary school, it might have a significant effect, and I'm wondering how many students and at what negotiation we would have to take these students.
This is about students being transferred within the district. Reassigned within the district, which is where they have,
Or also tuition now.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it has anything to do with, I didn't get the gist that it had anything to do with if they didn't have a home base. It's just if parent finds that they aren't getting what they need in a substantial manner. I don't think that would even be involved with this.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fall into this RSA
policy
here, because this is, if something like that were to happen, I think it'd be bigger, that would be something that would go before DOE.
Well, this speaks to the students within the district and how we place them appropriately based on need.
Right. Are you wondering if another district approached us about taking a student based upon the hardship? Then that's a case by case. You would look at each one case by case.
Yeah, but it seems like there needs to be some upper limit. I mean, we wouldn't take 20 or 30.
This policy, you would not get 20 or 30 approaching us for that.
I think you're referring more to, and I'm only because I know we're dealing with it right now at the Washington Elementary School, where the Goshen School District no longer is going to have a school, and they're going to school choice. At that point, they have identified as Claremont is the school that would accept all their other students. However, the parents also have the right to approach other school districts to see if they would like to accept tuition on the students coming in. That's not what this policy is about.
Does it cover that at all?
No, but I think that you're thinking, is that what you're referring to? Yeah, that's not what this policy is about.
And I mean, if you look over the RSA too, they have some quotes in it in this policy. You know, just that first part, which is working, RSA 1933 recognizes that there are limited instances when the classroom school student might be assigned under the district's assigned procedures. And it explains like those instances that this was qualified for. So it kind of it spells it out pretty clear in terms of the situations that this particular one covers. And it's taking, I mean, we've got JEC attached, and then we're striking because we're just revoking that entire policy.
Makes sense, Paul?
Okay. And if you want, please always jump on if you have still questions.
Concussions, the JLCJ, concussions and head injuries.
Yeah, again, it's more, they brought this to us. It's legally required, so kind of updating just the response on the policy end of it. And we did, again, consult the district nurse and to see what we're doing currently now and to see if there's anything we need to add to that, which we are pretty much doing that at that level. Having the policy that goes along with it.
We're good on that?
Yeah, any questions? So we got the final, so we got GBCD, background investigation and criminal history records check. And same kind of deal here too. It's legally required, so there's not much that we can change. So again, it's just kind of changing definitions and updating some of the legal references. How you get it, what you have to have the background checks covered on. It's, again, it's a revision because it's not replacing our previous, it's just amending what we have in place.
Anything else? We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, walk on. Of course, let's discuss the cooperative coffee team. If we think that we should approve that so that it may be an option for our children that want to be invited.
It's discussion.
I just put it under discussion so we can actually talk about it. Just put it G right there. Yeah. Lock on, I'm allowed.
I don't see any drawbacks from it other than the only possible scenario could be if enough students wanted to play and then they were asked to move out of Division 3 to Division 2. That was kind of the only piece that I saw that could have been problematic. But.
I guess that's something that might be getting beyond us, but if we do have enough that want to play, I guess that's one of the stipulations of the other two. So would the other two boards approve that if they were going to put that cooperative team in Division 2?
That's not what it would be.
Okay.
No, I'm saying right now there may only be one or two students, and that allows them to stay in the Division 3.
For the other sports.
For the other schools. So what happens if 10 high school students suddenly come forward and want to play hockey, but when I heard it was $1,000, I thought maybe that number won't be so high.
Yeah. So, might be,
and again, we're talking high school hockey, so most of those kiddos...
They're not starting fresh.
They're not starting fresh. They've been playing for quite some time.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I concur.
I think it's fully beneficial.
Yeah. Rounds out the athletic program a little bit more and another opportunity.
And I know we've lost some stellar kids to private and parochial schools that would greatly benefit our student body.
I think it's Oyster River and Portsmouth just did this as well a couple years ago for the girls' hockey.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there any other discussion about this? Anyone? Okay. Minutes. April 19th meeting minutes.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the April 19th meeting minutes.
is there any discussion? So I'll second. Let's discuss. I'm going to find it for this.
I think the only thing that I couldn't find was I had asked Heather when she did the Project Aware presentation if we were going to, what the universal screening would be, whether it would be an ACE.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that anywhere.
Does it need to be in there?
I just forgot what her response was.
It's, at this point, we're still looking.
It was
looking.
Not
yeah.
Okay, so are we good with those minutes then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where am I? Oh, no, I'm lost. Okay, bear with me, folks. I'm still on vacation. Okay, so can I have a motion to vote on minutes, please?
So moved.
Yeah.
Second.
It's point of order.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstained?
No.
Motion passes 5-0-0. Now for April 21st.
I'll make a motion to approve the April 21st minutes.
Is there a second? A second. Discussion? Anything look like it needs to be changed? Thought it was fine. I'm happy that we've got Paul in there.
Yep.
At 7:45. So he had his say his piece. All right, we can vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion passes 5-0-0. Okay. And now we're back to public comment. So only new comments, please, and you will be limited to 5 minutes. Any public comment? Going once. Okay. All right, so it looks like we need non-public session for RSA 91-A32, parentheses A. Can I have a motion to go into non-public, please?
I'll second.
What?
I move. You second.
Yeah, sounds good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstained? 5-0-0. See you guys in a little bit.
We got
to fix this. Okay. So we're calling the meeting back to order at 7:40. And could I have a motion to seal the minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstain? Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0-0. And
motion.
Action item?
Do we need to make a motion to, for the superintendent and business administrator? Do we need that to act on what we discussed?
The superintendent. Just the superintendent to act on what we decided. Yep.
Yes.
We have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion passes 5-0-0. Thank you very much. I lost my place. Do we have other? All right. So now we have our other action items. Appointments, leaves, and resignations. Can I have a...
I move that we accept the resignations.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes 5-0-0. Welcome, sir. Maybe one day we'll see what you really look like. In the paper, maybe?
what's your name? Oh, yeah.
They're saying they only are going to know you like this.
Don't start wearing glasses, because we'll be in trouble.
Students don't like that from this year anyways.
All right, so the policies requiring board action. we're going to do them separately. A, DK, payments, checks, and manifests, first reading. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? 5-0-0, motion passes. B, EBB, school safety, first reading.
Moved. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion passes 5-0-0. That's okay. I'll do it this way.
Okay.
EBB, accident reports.
It's a revision.
So moved.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? 5-0-0. JCA, change of class or school assignment, best interest and manifest hardship.
So,
it's a revision.
So moved.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? 5-0-0. JLCJ, concussions and head injuries. It's revision. All those in favor? Oh, yeah.
Second motion.
Someone did.
Who seconded?
Me.
Chris? Oh, okay.
Someone.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion passes 5-0-0. GBCD, background investigation and criminal history record check revision.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? 5-0-0. And we have G. Could I have a motion regarding the cooperative hockey team?
So moved.
What's your motion?
I move that we allow our students to participate in the cooperative hockey team. With John Stark and
Paul Harrington.
I have a second.
I would like to second that. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion passes 5-0-0.
Could I ask a question? Would it be, to make things clear, should we actually vote to, I know we incorporated JEC and JCA. So JEC is now deleted. Is that something we should formally clear, make clear?
If we want that, maybe we make a motion to withdraw it. Yes.
Might as well just
do it. I think by accepting that policy, which
by accepting it,
I think we're okay.
If you would like to make a motion for that, Paul, I would be happy
just to make sure
to second it.
Make a motion that we formally delete JEC.
Friendly amendment to withdraw,
so
I guess, we're withdrawing the policy, I guess, and both of matters, withdraw and delete. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? 5-0-0. You good with that, Megan? Good. Okay. And a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Yeah.